If we want truth for anything other than itself, we do not want truth. Thus, as Harold Wallach and K. Helmut Reich caution, a purely utilitarian approach to spirituality is actually impossible. Spirituality cannot be forced to produce willed results. Being a way toward a better knowledge of oneself, toward cosmic embedding, toward a healthier life, and toward community and solidarity, it requires humbleness, patience, persistence, and personal engagement to lead to positive results whenever they arrive. This does not mean that one cannot or should not make conscious efforts toward developing one's spirituality, only that such an enterprise has its own laws, which are quite different from, say, training for proficiency in computer use. Thus, certain desirable social outcomes can reasonably be anticipated from our SMEs, but that is not the reason they occur, nor can they be produced for such purposes. Spirituality and withdrawal from life. The greatest challenge of the day is how to bring about a revolution of the heart, a revolution that has to start with each one of us. Catholic social activist Dorothy Day, 1897 to 1980. Be the change that you want to see in the world. Indian sage Mohandas Gandhi, 1869 to 1948. Some argue that RSMEs are a retreat from the demands of real life. It was fashionable in the last century to contrast spirituality with realism or even with concern for social justice. Of course, the historical record runs opposite, both past and present. Many social activists and reformers, from Gandhi through to Dorothy Day, have been motivated by RSMEs, which is not surprising when we consider that people who work for justice face serious risks and must have strong reasons for persisting. There is also a popular misconception that true mystics segregate themselves from the world because they have lost interest in its problems. Not so. The mystic wants to stop thinking, speaking, and acting out of layers of false consciousness, that is, to stop being one of the world's problems and start being the desired change, as Gandhi put it. The mystic believes that no other approach will really work in the long run. But when mystics are sure that they are acting from a true instinct, they often become quite active indeed.